What a jump, what a jump. Wait, I'm back on this again. From the back to the front, perfect vision, hitting list, touch first to the cut. Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. It's your host Ace. Make sure you go over to www.aceatnight.com and subscribe to the newsletter for new content. All right, guys, today I'm going to jump right into it. Today I'm going to be talking about Jewel Harris, the wife of J.R. Smith, the NBA player that we all know used to play with LeBron James and also has been a phenomenal NBA player. Recently, within the last couple of hours, J.R. Smith's wife, Jewel Harris, released an Instagram video praying for her husband, who has been allegedly cheating with the actress Candace Patton. If you don't know who Candace Patton is, she's the young lady that plays on the show Flash. Guys, this is a unique video that she released on Instagram. I watched it. I think anybody who has gone through someone cheating on them, any person that has gone through anybody backstabbing, losing trust in someone, or losing faith in somebody, pretty much understand this prayer. It is very heartfelt. It really hits home with, are you keeping up with your faith, or are you practicing what your faith is, and who do you really go to when you're going through a problem and everything seems dark and cloudy? I know a lot of times the first person we call is our best friend. You know, hey man, you ain't gonna believe what happened to me. This person did X, Y, and Z to me. I can't believe it. And most of the time, whenever you feel betrayed, the first emotion is anger. Anger, fear, doubt, disgust. And a lot of times you really want the person who has caused these feelings to pay. You want revenge. You want them to feel the same pain that they actually gave to you. And I think for a lot of women, from listening to a lot of female friends, they always said when a guy cheats, it makes them feel like what was wrong with them, or what didn't they do right, or, you know, what did this person have that I don't have that made them go out and step out on me? Well, for Jewel Harris, you know, you are a beautiful person. And not just attractive on, you know, the outside, but you definitely have a beautiful heart. After listening to your prayer and the way that you articulated yourself, it really shows a lot of character within you and a lot of maturity. And you are definitely an example for what adults should be doing, especially if you are a person of faith. If you guys don't know, Jewel Harris prayed. And inside of her prayer, she prayed for J.R. Smith as a man, you know, saying, hey, basically, God, go to him for where he is. I want you to help him heal. No matter what he's going through right now, I understand that he's hurt. And she wanted to dispatch her angels to him and help heal him from where he is at. Also to just pray for him and uplift him and build him up as a man. Also, she prayed for Candace. And she prayed that Candace gets the healing that she needs, and, you know, to look into her mind and her heart to see what's going on, because Candace knows that J.R. Smith is a married man. These are some of the things that Jewel Harris said in her prayer, and it really hits home, because whenever you're going through pain, who do you run to? And she ran to the person that she knew that could take care of all of this, that can solve this problem. Ultimately, we have to give up whatever our pain or whatever we're going through to God. And she says it in the prayer. She says, God, you knew that I would be here today at this moment, and that you wouldn't give me anything that I couldn't bear. And if you guys don't know, they have 4 children together. They've been married since 2016. And they have 4 children together. So there's a lot going on here. I don't know what's going on in J.R. Smith's life. I will never judge another man on what they do or why they do what they do. He's a very talented NBA basketball player. And, you know, Candace Patton is a very talented actress. And I don't know why this alleged situation is going on just of yet. Maybe more details will come out. But to listen to his wife pray, it really hit home. It's like, no matter what you guys are out there doing, always think about the other person that you're doing it to. If you're a female that's out here sleeping around on your boyfriend or your husband, think about the effects, or the cause and effects that's going to happen on him and his life and his mind, his mental health, or how it's going to affect his day-to-day, or how they feel about themselves, their self-esteem. How long is it going to take this broken person to actually heal? A lot of times, you can't heal the person that you broke. Whenever you throw those stones or you shoot those shots, or whenever you put that knife in their back, you can't patch them up. They have to go to a doctor. Anytime that a person is wounded, they have to go to a doctor. And we all know that God is the doctor that can heal all things. And for guys out here, understand that if you stab your woman in the back, if you're out here cheating and you don't think you're going to get caught, she's hurting. Once she finds out, she's hurting. And you can't heal her hurt through, I'm sorry. You can't heal her hurt through trying to buy her things or money. You can't heal her hurt. And it's something that really takes a deep effect inside of a person, where different emotions and thoughts are going through that you cannot take back. Once you hurt somebody, you cannot take it back at all. It takes God. It takes time. It takes counseling. It takes different streams of positive reinforcement to bring a person back to who they are. And I know a lot of times we wonder, once we hear about these large amounts in divorces, once women go and file for divorce and they get half of everything and they end up being with another dude that makes them happy, I know a lot of guys, we always up in arms like, wow, how she get this much money? Well, if you look at this public humiliation, if he is cheating with Candace Patton, she's expressing herself on Instagram, this is how those large amounts happen. But I don't want to take away anything from Jewel Harris' prayer. I want to say, keep on praying, keep on seeking God, and God is going to help guide you in the right direction of your healing. I hope that your family and your children are able to move forward through this process, and I hope that JR gets the help that he needs throughout this process, and hope that everything pretty much ends on a positive note with your family. Also, Candace, I hope that you are out here listening. You also get the help that you need, because we all know that hurt people hurt people. On that note, guys, until next time, peace.
With a jump, with a chunk, with I'm back on this again. From the back to the front, perfect vision, hitting list, touch first, should've cut.